go.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes, hello, and welcome to AMC Press & Co. edition 499. It's getting to the time. Wanted caregivers and more. That's right. We wanted to warn you that wanted caregivers, and we'll get into that into 2 seconds in a minute. But first, we wanted to tell you that it's apparently wrong to put out your services on something like Angie's List. Hint, hint.
When there's nothing else out there either.
So and when there's nothing else. Right.
That doesn't help anyone with disabilities or their family for that matter.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help people with disabilities or their families, but it doesn't help the insanity of people tend to think, oh yeah, I'll put my listing on Angie's List, but what they don't realize is that Angie's List is going to basically charge them and as a member thing.
Right. So
for
meaning
handyman, this, that and the other thing. Everything.
Or computer technicians.
Right.
So services that you use to maintain the home, practically.
Right.
If more or less, they have more of those services than anything else.
I mean, the thing about this is many, many parents, okay, would like to believe that there's such a thing as a disabled care unit and a website that you could pick a caregiver from the internet. Now, there is such a website, which is called care.com, but
that deals with care of young and old. Not
yet.
It's not a thing that you just go, oh, yes, I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to have and do. Blah, blah, blah. I need a caregiver for my child who has disabilities. Yes, sir, you could most likely find people on there on care.com. Care.com could potentially be a better suited area to go to. However, I say whomever is going on those sites, I'm sure that they would have certain criteria they have to follow.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, the confusing thing about Andy's list is that once you sign on to it, okay, the providers that we get are very limited to a person with developmental disabilities, because you could be getting anyone. You could be getting an XCOM, you know. For these things, I think it's better to go on a reference, you know. I mean, it's like entrusting your child to the internet. What in the world is that about?
That doesn't necessarily help either. You don't know who you could be getting at your door.
Right, like I said,
I'm sure that they're. I'm sure that they also have I know Care.com. They actually have to go and get background checks. But with Angie's List, as much as there's different construction workers, the gamut, I'm sure that there's a way of where people that are interviewing them, it's like a going in for a freelance job.
Right. Exactly. But going for a freelance job does not basically earn you jack shit. You know, and going in for a freelance job where everybody's vying for one position.
Right.
You know, in Columbus, Ohio, where this article takes place, you know, who is a 32-year-old who has some, you know, who has a developmental disability, she says that we need something to make it easy for consumer. Well, you know, you can't go on Angie's List and say, I need a plumber with developmental disabilities.
Yeah, no.
You know, but
unfortunately, that's not the case.
But yet, Angelus is an online rating server that is better known for helping finding plumbers and painters. But the company representative said health listings, including home health aides, are the most fast-growing categories. Well, if they're the most fast-growing categories, why is there the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, or even the Visiting Nurse Service of the UK, or the NHS in the United States of America, I could go on.
Right.
It's just because a home care agency or an independent care provider is certified to bill Medicaid or Medicare doesn't mean that the service will be high quality. Okay? Although the Ohio maintains resident and family satisfaction services or surveys for nursing homes, and there's considerably nothing comparable to thousands of consumers who rely on fast growing home and community care industry. It's also, you know, but the moral of the story, without getting too into it because we only have a half hour show, is it's a nice thought, you know, to do that, to have some type of website where you can go to for people with developmental disabilities for caregivers. It's a nice thought. Okay. But the reality
I don't think we're there yet.
The reality of the situation is there's no way you can get anything like that. Nothing like that exists. it would be a first thing. If there aren't any reviews, it's not going to do any good. And as it turns, you know, saying up on it is one thing, okay? Doing something about it, you know, if this person, I invite this person, okay, to make a website, to do that, and then pin it on the web, you know.
All right.
That's what I recommend. You know, start your own thing.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that the insanity of this, it's kind of ludicrous.
I agree.
But, you know, could there be hope? Yes, in about a year or two. Okay. If we had something like this, it would be a revolutionary thing. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, do you think so, Allison? Or Johnny, for that matter?
Uh-oh.
I mean, do you think so?
I think it's going to take quite a bit of time for something to come out like that. Not going to lie. I think, yeah, times are changing.
Right. But it's not going to be I don't think it's going to be a thing of where I don't think it's going to be a thing of anything like that at all.
I think it's going to take them time. That's definite.
Oh, definitely. But like, also within benefits as well. That's another thing that we have on the show tonight. In the UK, in the US, it's hard for people to live on this and survive with limited things if their benefits are cut in half.
Which makes them sometimes likely to be living in deplorable conditions.
And within poverty.
Yeah.
Even though just yesterday, or just a week ago, this is today. The minister has refused to make out further cuts to disability benefits, and as speculation grows about exactly where the government is planning to put near £12 billion of welfare cuts, will fall.
Mary, Kay, Peter, Paul, and...
You mean the saying goes, I'm going to rob Paul to pay Peter.
Peter.
And then Mary
gets... Right.
And then Mary gets in between and says, I'm going to have the money. You know, the thing also about this is how vulnerable, you know, then it becomes, because it's different in the UK where they get an allowance of X number of thing, not per month,
per week, versus those in the US get it monthly.
Right. And, I mean, people with disabilities, we don't want kindness. They want justice and access to benefits that help them with their lives. This is said by Kate Green, who's a shadow. Right. Which is the real reason that Kate Green a shadow labor disorder with pensions worker minister angrily appeared at the suggestion. You know, the Secretary of State will it give a disabled people cast iron guarantee? The fact is no. But Mr. Duncan Smith, who is the head of the MP, the disability secretary, you know, said he will be kind. My question to you is, how do you get your buddy David Cameron to agree?
You'll be kind. The word kind is in there. How can you be kind to someone who obviously may not have who obviously will have challenges and who needs them.
Right.
Has to have a need for something. It's not a want anymore. It's a need.
It's a need and it's a thing where you kind of you kind of get you kind of get the idea that they are trying to do more. They're doing hitting cuts more and more and more, you know. But they're saying, oh, we care about our working poor, but we're going to stuff our faces with your money.
Right.
Which is, you know, the same thing that Republicans are doing now in the U.S. to people. And, you know, there's so many things out there that you can get on the bandwagon with that the more and more that this gets cut, you know, will there be any Social Security in the U.S.? And then will there be any housing benefits or whatever, you know? And they say, oh, yeah, the removal of housing benefits from young job seekers, right? So it is thing, you know, they've achieved billions in welfare savings, okay, but of course that has to be halved, you know.
Right.
How do you then go on the pulpit, right, in front of the House of Parliament okay, and lie to the people of the UK and say, we're not sure what we're going to do. We have a plan, but we don't have a plan.
Right.
You know, do we have a plan? Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. We're not sure because we're the Tories and we're the Republicans. You know, it's like the Democrats and the Republicans here. You're either a Tory or you're either either liberal, okay? And how much You know, David Cameron said he's going on the merry-go-round of all end welfare. Okay. Let's just say that Obama went on the same merry-go-round and was more successful than you.
I'm trying to do what Cameron
and what?
Did, that way. Trying to do something with, like, what Cameron is doing. That's not best either. That wouldn't be the...
You know, lower tax, lower welfare society, you can say that all you want. But, you know, the lifetime on benefits, more than 4.5 million families receive a working child and tax credit. But, you know, nobody's saying, yes, we'll take the opportunity to thank you, or whatever. You know, they have a system in the UK which is paying in, like, sort of like Social Security benefits, yes. But it doesn't go the same way as the US.
Right.
Though, if all of you in the UK says went over to the country that we defeated or they didn't defeat, okay, and said, we want in, there would be no UK. And we're not advocating that, okay? What we are advocating is that, Mr. Cameron, you own up to your responsibilities. And we know it's very hard being Prime Minister since he just got a major fucking landslide victory. Okay. And he wanted to have Scotland as well. Okay. There's state pensions, there's age related pensions, there's a lot of stuff. There's pension credit, there's child benefits, there's travel allowance, and income support. Okay, great. But you can't come out and say we're doing something and we should not be fearful when where the public is the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, yeah, we can do it too. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can do this, you know. You can't... All in welfare, that's like saying, all in the world. Well, really?
Right.
All in the world. Okay, so you're going to walk into your chintzy office with your chintzy chair, with your chintzy secretary, have sex with her, and say, all in the world, more fucking. All in the world, fuck you. All in the world, this, that, and the other thing. No, all in welfare, not the world, sorry. All in welfare, wait a second. All in welfare.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, did I just ruin my knob? Kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, no, wait. You know. I mean, they have to get their act together. Exactly, George. We've been omine for a long time. But yeah, it's becoming harder and harder and harder for this world to exist, ladies and gentlemen. To the factors of, you know, what to do in the society, because it's the wild, wild west of society. You know, today, in the 2000s, we went through a shit with George W. Bush, okay? We don't want to go through the shit again. And we haven't for 8 straight years with Obama. And you haven't with 8 straight years with your former Prime Minister. Yes, it's been hard. But, the welfare state in the UK is as worse as it is here in the US at home.
Right.
You know, That's what it is. I mean, that's what, you know, free healthcare providers, free choices providers back then, and just because they take Medicare, right, does not mean that they're going to say, oh, we're going to drop the bill. You know, and our prime minister is saying, oh, we don't have to do shit. Well, no, you do have to do shit because you're in the prime ministership.
Right.
You know, and then...
Don't be the one to give people it, to really give
right.
people injustice when they need you.
And then, why we're talking about this is because Jess Gorse Williams, who's a reporter for the Telegraph in the UK, investigates in money saving tips, and they say, why did my disability payments halve? Well, she answers Rachel's questions, and then ultimately fights for them in the UK. Now, it says also, the query says, shortly after I gained a BCS degree, which is a Bachelor of Science degree at Exeter University, I suffered multiple injuries. I was then 21, I am now 58. My parents have cared for me since ever. Although my mother died 7 years ago, since 2001, because my disability went to my bank account every Wednesday, bi-weekly, I've only been receiving 57.45 in pounds, now in US dollars, that's about $91. Okay, a week. Okay.
So barely $100.
Barely $100. But, not the other 55. So basically, barely $200 an hour money, or in the US currency. When I called the Department of Work and Pensions, I'm asked if I can be, if I've been at care home. When I said no, the answer is taken. Can you help me make sense? Now, this person, if you want to contact, you should go to telegraph.co.uk and search up Jessica Gorse Williams, Jessica, G-O-R-S-T Williams. And to some people in the UK, you have to send her a letter. She cannot be reached by email. But that is all we have for tonight. So,
yes.
We will see you hopefully on Wednesday.
I'll be here.
Yeah, we will all be here. Hopefully on Wednesday. For our 500th episode. Until then.
Yes.
500.
Good night. Oh, no. 500. Oh, my God. We're getting old.